So if we can't provide knowledge, knowledge, inspiration and facilities, all of them, then what can we provide? It's not that some one thing will be decisive. It's ultimately what is our capacity, what is our inclination, what are the resources available to us. And then what are the needs, what are the interests, what are the concerns of that person. So some people, for example, I have noticed that when you try to share Krishna Bhakti in India and share Krishna Bhakti in America, there's a big difference. And one major difference is that in India, among Indians, it is that we really don't have to create faith. They already have some piety, but they have some cultural or intellectual misconceptions that block them from acting on their piety. You just remove those misconceptions and then they act on their piety and they start practicing. So, in the rest of the world, it may not be like that. Even if there is natural piety, there are many people who are pious. But their piety may not incline them towards bhakti. Their piety may incline them towards their religion or their cultural conception of whatever is worshipable. So, in that situation, for many Indians, to practice the regulative principles or practice bhakti at home is not all that difficult. To be vegetarian is not all that difficult, for example. So in that case, what somebody needs is not so much facility. Everybody needs facility. But in that case, just one gets one convincing answer, you know, why one should not eat non-veg. Then that's enough. Then you go home and tell your parents, I'm not going to eat non-veg. Okay. They were a little opposed, but they say, okay, I'll cook separately for you. But suppose somebody is in a family where everybody is eating non-veg. Then at that time, just the knowledge why you should not eat non-veg may not be enough. For them, if they are to actually practice it, you have to tell them, you know, maybe there is a vegetarian restaurant over here, or you can go here and eat this, you can do this. Then providing facility may be important. For some people, especially for those who are a little jaded, you know, those who have been around for some time, whenever they hear any class, I know all this. So then what happens for them? Usually it is inspiration that is required. So it depends. So first of all, we try to see what is the need of the person and also what is our capacity to provide. And based on that we provide. Sometimes, yeah, as you rightly said, it's just not possible to provide everything. And if we are to do even outreaches of different kinds, some outreach is simply like more of awareness generation. You just give, so for example, when traveling preachers come, say now when I am coming, all that I can offer is some knowledge, maybe some inspiration. But that's all that I can offer. I cannot offer any facilities. So if our purpose is to do outreach in terms of creating awareness, just providing knowledge, providing inspiration, that is enough. Or say for example, there are some teachers who do structured courses, Bhakti Shastri course. At one level, you could say Bhakti Shastri course is a facility. But the main thing it is being offered through that is in the knowledge, in a systematic way. But then, there are many people who want to do some seva. See, for most people, it's important for everyone to understand philosophy. But for most people, their connection with Krishna is going through some more practical, some service. So provide some service to them. So if there's no facility to provide some service, then they may not be able to grow so much. So some people, the facility that they need is a protected environment. So it will vary. So depending on our primary inspiration or interest or our intention, no, we will start with that. So if I start with knowledge, that's my thrust. Then, of course, I need to walk my talk. There should be some inspiration that comes with it. But then gradually facilities will grow. So we all have to find out what is the way in which I can share Krishna Bhakti. So those who are managers, they may not so much provide knowledge. They may not be giving so much classes. But through the management, they are providing the facilities. So it's not generally, I would say for people to begin, knowledge and inspiration is what is required. Facilities grow organically. So facilities, sometimes if you start with the facility first, like say in India, many places it has happened that devotees build a big temple. But then there's nobody to manage the temples. Or here in America also, in the past when ISKCON was much bigger, we had built big temples. And now there are not enough devotees to manage the temples. The facility is there, But then what is happening? There is nobody to share the knowledge. So people come to the temple, they just take darshan and go away. Because nobody there to talk with them, nobody there to inspire them to practice seriously. So we have to see our particular situation and our particular disposition. And then decide what we can contribute the best. So to start a new project, all three will be required. But generally, if the first two are there, the third comes gradually. And sometimes it may just take some time to come. Like for Srila Prabhupada, he had knowledge, he had inspiration. But so he tried in Jhansi, it didn't work. He tried to distribute back to Godhead, it didn't work. So he tried so many times, it didn't work. Sometimes we don't know what Krishna's plan is. So eventually when he came to America, it worked for him. So we just do what we can. And by Krishna's plan, according to his sweet will, the results will come. Okay. Yeah, sure.